We're listening to a previously unreleased demo from 1970, which is included on the new CD, The Most of Dan Hicks and His Hot Licks. It collects demos along with the tracks from the band's first album. At a time when music was getting louder, this band was getting softer. At a time when young people were expanding the number of drugs they experimented with, this band was listed in the Marin County Yellow Pages under bar fixtures. They were so far behind the times, they were ahead of them. Rock historian Ed Ward tells us about Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks.
By 1969, Dan Hicks was already a San Francisco scene veteran. He'd been the drummer and later a guitarist with the first of the psychedelic bands there, the Charlatans, who specialized in Wild West attire and electric folk rock, but got passed over when the recording gold rush came to town. But Hicks had another vision, one that was to put him completely at odds with what America expected from the city of the Jefferson Airplane and the Grateful Dead.
I've talked to your mother and I've talked to your dad. They say they've tried, but it's all in vain. I've begged and I've pleaded, I've even got mad. Now we must face it, you give me a pain. How can I miss you when you won't go away? Keep telling you day after day, but you won't listen, you always stay and stay. How can I miss you when you won't go away?
Quitting the Charlatans, he cast around the city for acoustic musicians. Instead of a lead guitar, he wanted a violin and recruited David LaFlame for that job, but lost him when LaFlame started his own band, It's a Beautiful Day. Hicks wanted call and response with a couple of girl singers and found Tina Gancher and Sherry Snow. The band was delayed while their bassist, Jamie Leopold, did a few months for selling pot, but when he came back, he brought along his guitar-playing roommate, John Weber, and the Hot Licks were almost there. With a recording deadline looming, Hicks took his mother to a cocktail lounge for her birthday and heard Sid Page playing violin. That was it.
Baby, you sure are looking good tonight.
Thanks, handsome.
Sure do like your style. All the while.
She's a bit all tiny, but that's all right with me. She wears a dress of velvet that hangs below her knees, her knees. She...
While his peers were delving deeper into electric blues and hard rock, Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks were exploring swing, and their first album, Original Recordings, baffled nearly everyone who heard it. Nonetheless, Epic Records called them back to do a second one, produced by blues scholar Pete Welding, but it was never finished or released. Still, it had made an impression on some people, and in late 1970, Tommy LaPuma, who was a partner in a new record label called Blue Thumb, signed the latest edition of the Hot Licks to the label and set them up in the Troubadour, an L.A. nightclub, for 5 days and recorded them live.
This is a little exercise in control, this next tune. You probably think it's easy being up here singing and everything and playing. It's not. It's not easy. Thank you.
The right decision. In the couple of years since their debut, the Hot Licks, and fiddler Sid Page in particular, had gotten hotter. Naomi Ruth Eisenberg and Mary Ann Price were far more accomplished vocalists than the previous girl singers had been, and John Weber was gone.
This expresses our feeling, ladies and gentlemen. It's called I Feel Like Singing.
Don't seem to get much enjoyment.
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 Some are always glad. Others always sad. But lately, seems that I've been somewhere in between. It's a funny feeling. Love is what I mean.
Yes, I'm so in love. Can't tell down from above. Down, down, down from up above.
I feel like singing. I feel like singing.
The resulting album, Where's the Money, flopped, rising only as high as 195 on the Hot 200. Undeterred, LaPuma put the band in the studio and tried again, this time with a hot lead acoustic guitarist for Page to interact with, John Gerton.
Some folks think it's cool to have some kind of lover. He don't believe it's true, cause he just found another. And when they see him, they might see him on the street. He walks with rhythm, so he's got some kind of beat.
He clicks his heels a bit, his suit's a perfect fit.
He knocks him out,
though he looks alone.
Somebody
wants him on the phone.
Shout,
they won't shout.
He's walking one and only, and they're calling him by name. He won't be leaving town till he can count some fame. They don't know what he's...
Striking It Rich, the second album, was a masterpiece. Marianne Price's sardonic reading of Johnny Mercer's I'm an Old Cowhand became a number so identified with her that she still performs it today, and they re-recorded a couple of numbers from the early days, Canned Music and I Scare Myself, and brought them to perfection, particularly the latter tune, where Sid Page spent 2 minutes and 47 seconds fiddling himself into history. The second Blue Thumb album did no better than the first, but the band toured, and they went in for a third try. This time, it showed signs of life, rising to number 67 on the charts. As always, there was life in the grooves, too.
I'm standing on a corner with the feet in my shoes, racking my brain out to pay my dues. My jug's empty of my number one booze, long comes the viper and I blow my blues.
I got the elation, hesitation, dissipation, coagulation, relation, anxiety, emancipation, propagation, mop, talk, talk, a bunch of coffee, blues. It's never too late to be up today. You can get it now, but you have to wait.
Well, I'm coming, chick. Come a little dolly. She's out walking a
big fat collie.
Miss Marta said,
you look about it, jolly.
There ain't none left, but I'm really mad, Sally.
I got the outer space, water race, drop the mace in my face, a goose chase, water taste, that's good, stretch, catch, blue.
Maybe it was a joke calling it Last Train to Hicksville, the home of Happy Feet, but that's what it turned out to be. One day in 1973, Dan just broke up the band, and that was that. One of America's best bands disappeared before most people had had a chance to hear them. Sid Page moved to L.A., where he's a strong presence on the film scoring scene, and John Gerton got a job with Maria Muldaur. Marianne and Naomi continued to have solo careers, and as for Dan, he finally got another album out in 2000 with guest appearances by Ricky Lee Jones, Bette Midler, Elvis Costello, and Tom Waits, among others, and Sid back on the violin.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin. The recent collection, The Most of Dan Hicks and His Hot Licks, is on Epic Legacy. Dan Hicks is currently on tour and appears in New York at The Bottom Line on Saturday. I'm Terry Gross.